Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Life Coach Linda Arms. Friday, September the 6th, 2019. It's 4 p.m. in New York. That's 1 p.m. Los Angeles time. And that means it's 9 p.m. in London, 5 p.m. in Tokyo, and 6 p.m. in Sydney, Australia. But wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining us for another episode of LOA Today. Your daily dose of happy. And I'm happy that we're back to Friday because Friday's a good day. Friday's the day I get to talk to Linda and explore areas of the source energy realm that I had never explored before. And it gets exciting every single time. So how you doing, Linda?
I'm doing good.
Good. All right. And a few weeks back, well, actually a few times we've been mentioning, is it Polynesian or Hawaiian? It seems, depending on where I look, it refers to one or the other, but it's
ancient Hawaiian.
It's Hawaiian. Okay. Yeah. It's an ancient Hawaiian healing art called Ho'oponopono. Did I pronounce that right?
Ho'oponopono. Yes.
Well, okay. I got it. Yeah. Sometimes I get too many O's in there, but that's all right. Sometimes I go crazy with my O's. And, you did, give us a little bit of an explanation about it. Few weeks ago, I think it was, but we also kind of promised everybody we would go into it in greater detail. So I figured, okay, let's dedicate a show to it because it's pretty cool stuff. And before the show, I was actually doing a little research looking for, you know, success stories and that kind of thing. And my goodness, there are a lot of them out there. I mean, people have published like crazy about how successful this stuff has been for them.
Yeah.
It's really something.
Well, I mean, it's basically I like to talk about being that we live in the matrix.
Right. Yep.
Of course, everything out there is a reflection of something within us, some kind of programming that's within us. And that's why the work I do, I like to work towards releasing that subconscious programming that holds you back. Actually, with the energy work I do, I might track down a problem, but a lot of times the way the energy comes in, it seems totally unrelated, but we can blow the energy out. Since I know that with the work that I do already, that it doesn't always make sense how the energy leaves or what the programs are that come to me intuitively to help people clear. We might start a session. They have an idea, something that they want to work on, my clients. Mm-hmm. But then the spirit's telling me something different, and we wind up doing that, and then there's big relief, right?
Okay.
So Ho'oponopono, what I especially love about it is you don't even have to know what the programming is.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You're constantly through these four phrases. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You are clearing away those programs within the computer, that do not serve you. So they're being deleted. And when you're deleting those, you're actually opening for divinity to send in, to download, to bring into you programming that supports you. You don't have to know what it is. This is happening through the process of just using these four phrases and just kind of vibrating through, because everything's energy, vibrating the vibration of those four phrases. So sometimes people would be like, yeah, but what do I need forgiveness for? I didn't do anything. We laugh now because we have a more of an understanding about it. But I mean, I can remember years and years ago thinking that way. Like, you know, what is forgiveness? Like, you're going to forgive that murderer for killing your child? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But really, it's necessary to go through forgiveness.
It's hard. I mean, especially you named a really, really challenging situation. That would be extremely hard for most people to let go of, I would think. So we're not talking about easy stuff here.
Yeah. So that brings to mind quickly, I think I was talking about a book called Your Soul's Plan by Dr. Robert Schwartz. That's a good book to kind of get this understanding about how you come here with you plan everything out and you have these experiences that you want. And a lot of them are very, at least the stories in the book, they're very severe, hard stories. But through this psychic, who's connecting to that person's energy field, they can see the pre-birth planning and they see how these people planned this certain experience and what they were to gain from it. And a lot of it has to do with forgiveness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that book, if anyone really is like stuck on this thing about forgiveness, I found that book was a great way for me to really hold that knowing that, first of all, the forgiveness is not for that person. It's really for yourself. It's letting go of holding on to this, let's call it a block of energy that's stuck in your system. So everything can't flow well when you have these blocks that are in the way. It's like, you know, you're get fragmented, or you get this turned into on the wrong path or something like that, because these chunks of negative energy are blocking the way. Okay. So that's a whole, kind of a whole other topic, but not really, because it's forgiveness. So the phrases is not, you're not asking the divine to forgive you because you're like this bad person. You're asking divinity to forgive you for not knowing, for being unconscious to these programs that are within your system that is causing this experience to show up in your reality.
Ah, that's a good explanation. Yeah.
So, and I have to say, so Dr. Joe Vitale's book, Zero Limits, he brought Dr. Ihaleakula's, Hugh Len, it's hard to say his name, Ihaleakula.
That's good. You did very well.
I haven't said it in a while, so it'll come out. Like when you say it a lot, you get in the groove of saying that name.
Right.
Dr. Hugh Len, he brought him out into the mainstream through this book. And he did a lot of courses, like you know, weekend retreats on it. Mm-hmm. And so you can search for the book Zero Limits by Dr. Joe Vitale, for the course. You can become certified in this through Dr. Joe Vitale for $39. Everything he puts out real, real low price.
Right.
But really, I would skip the book and just buy the course. Maybe you can find links to it, or I could send you links to it. You could put it in the definite, or, you know, maybe I'll just comment with the link in the comments later on. That course is a bunch of videos of these events where Dr. Hewlin is there explaining this. And it's really interesting because, you know, 0 point, you know, he'll have like a whiteboard and he'll be writing things down. So when you're clear, there's nothing on the board. That's the zero point. You're just your pure energy. You're just your truth, and which is this beyond powerful being of love and light.
Mm-hmm.
He may not put it that way, but basically that's what he's saying.
Yeah. I mean, what you're describing is us in our highest vibrational form, really.
And, you know, if I remember correctly, he pretty much describes, he uses the analogy, he uses mother, inner child, the child, the younger inner child, the mother and the father. The inner child being that subconscious programming, subconscious mind part of you. The conscious is the mother, the superconscious is the father.
Oh, okay.
So it's this relationship between the three and how the energy moves through saying these four phrases to release.
Mm-hmm.
So, like when you watch you know, people will say, well, why don't you clean on that? Like he calls it cleaning. He calls it cleaning the energy, like the programs.
Okay.
And so someone might talk about this problem they have, and someone else might say, well, you need to clean on that, right?
It's a funny phrase.
you need to clean on that. So, you know, so I have the situation, and you could do that. You could focus your intention on a particular situation and just do the, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. So, clear, but basically he's making the point, the divine knows what you need to clear. You have to tell the divine what to clear for you, because what is, and that's the same thing with my work too. What is for your highest and best is what's going to come up to be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
More will come up, and then more will come up. But you just work on what is the highest and best right now. So basically, when I use it all the time, and sometimes I'll direct it towards a certain problem. Like, okay, this keeps showing up, so I'm just going to ho'oponopono and just do the phrases on it. But you don't need to, because it's just going to be done for you, right?
And so do I understand correctly too? It doesn't really matter what order you say the phrases in.
It doesn't matter what order you say the phrases in. And in fact, there's a woman named, what is her name? Ma Bell, something. I forget.
Oh, I found her. Katz, is that it?
Yeah, Ma Bell Katz. So she's kind of taken over for him, because he's pretty much retired and not doing, Dr. Hewlett, not really going around teaching this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she's written a few books on it, and there's gazillion YouTube videos you can watch of her, of Joe Vitale, of Dr. Hugh Len, and it's all out there. And she basically just works with thank you, I love you. Thank you, I love you. Thank you, I love you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So she gets the funny vibrations that people sometimes have about forgiveness out of the way just by going right to the core. Let's just go to the high vibration stuff immediately.
It includes it all anyway.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the clearing. Thank you for the forgiving me. Thank you for whatever. It's gratitude. That's what I was saying this morning. Like I woke up thinking, boy, that's just gratitude and love. I mean, those are like, that's it. If we could just walk around in gratitude and love all day long about everything, everything would just flow, right? Yeah. That stuff wouldn't get in the way. So this is a very easy way to do clearing for yourself.
And what's really interesting, too, is that the first story that I ever heard, I think it's the first story that was actually published about a success story using this, was the experience that Dr. Len himself had, I believe, I think it was a mental hospital, and he basically cleared the hospital, which was pretty wild. But the point is, not only was he clearing himself, but by clearing himself, he was actually helping others to clear. And that's a fascinating thing.
That's how he did his job. He's like, okay, fine. Because they could not hold on to a doctor. They were just going through psychologists. Oh, so many, because that's what he is. He's a psychiatrist. I'm not really sure which it was. So they heard about him and what he does, and he said, sure, I'll take the position, but I don't want to see anybody.
Yeah, which must have been a strange interview to have him say that.
Like, all I need are their files. Mm-hmm. That's all I need to work with. So he would look at their files, and he'd look at the horrendous things that they've done. And first of all, number one, is presenting in front of him. Mm-hmm. His reality.
Right.
It would bring up emotion or, you know, his own opinions and stuff about this horrible stuff. So he would just clean on that. Mm-hmm. He would just get, just, you know, this is the patient, and then just do ho'oponopono in his own office. That's it.
Yeah. So
it would be that, you know, doctors, they would walk with their backs against the wall down the hallways because it was a very dangerous place. He goes even so far to talk about the energy in the building in that paint would not stay on the walls. Like they would paint it and the paint would peel up. Like nothing was good there.
Yeah. So
he started doing his thing and patients were going off, getting taken off of meds, being let out for a day, being released completely.
Yeah.
Over within 2 years, the whole ward was, I think, dissolved.
That's incredible. Like,
people were loving their work there. They were, you know, the people who worked there.
Right.
Enjoying it. They were able to have it look nice and stay nice. So it's pretty remarkable when you listen to all the different stories, and they'll talk about that stuff. Like, because I've done a couple of the courses and I've watched so many video of Dr. talking about this with Joe Vitale and other people.
It's interesting too, because this story and the other stories associated with it, it's such a low-key thing, and it's such a – I think what kind of captures our attention is that he didn't do anything with the people. He just sat in his office and did his four-phrase mantra and just kept doing that for 2 years until everything just cleared itself up. But by the same token, we shouldn't be all that surprised. And I can think of a few examples that kind of illustrate my point. For instance, there are studies in the field of education dating back to the 1950s. One of the classic ones that I really like a lot is it was a study done with three different classrooms. They were all the same grade level, three different teachers. And the teachers, before the school term began, were told, you're getting the top third brightest, you're getting the middle third, and you're getting the lowest third. So they were being told they were divided up in terms of, you know, their ability to handle the course load and the coursework. And by the end of the year, exactly as everyone predicted, the first group had done the best results. They had achieved the most. The second group had done middling kind of results, and the third group had basically goofed off and accomplished nothing. But the point of the study was, in actual fact, the kids had not been divided up based on ability. It was entirely the anticipation and the expectations of the teachers that drove the results.
Wow.
Yeah.
But those poor kids, they wasted all that time because of that teacher's
approach. Yeah, no kidding.
Approach,
yeah. Yeah, so our apologies go out to the the people who were kids at that point in time. But nevertheless, the result is fascinating because we don't really necessarily think about this in educational circles. Certainly our professional educators don't think about it in terms of, well, it was their mental state. Most educators would say, well, it's because of the way they taught and it's the way they interacted with the kids and so forth. But the thought that's in my mind is I wonder what their mental state did to it. Because really the mental state is what drove the whole thing, I think.
Of course. It's the energy they attached to that group of kids and taught through that energy.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Not that the other parts didn't play a role, but they were driven by the mental state. I mean, because all things that we do are driven by the mental state.
No, it also depends on that teacher, because maybe, you know, if they were really motivated to be like, no, I'm bringing them up out of this, well, they probably could have done that.
Mm-hmm. Same kind of thing has been done in studies in workplaces. Dating back to the 1920s and 30s, studies done in factories and large work establishments, those places where management was attentive to helping to change the work environment and do things that the employees would find to be helpful to them and so forth, productivity skyrocketed. In fact, one of the more classic examples was in one particular factory, they went in and they put brighter lighting in and productivity went up. And then they went in 2 months later and they replaced it with darker lighting and productivity went up again.
Yeah.
And then they put in a different kind of artwork on the walls and productivity went up again. It turned out that it wasn't the changes to the environment. It was the fact that the employees perceived what the employers were doing as being attentive to them. And so they wanted to work better for it. Didn't matter whether the lighting went up or the lighting went down, which is really interesting. So lots and lots of examples of how we think about other people really makes a big difference. And people see it in their own lives too. I mean, anybody can do an experiment along this line with just people you're close to. Do it with a family member without telling them what you're doing. You know, think about them in a way that's different from the way you've been thinking about them and observe their behavior, and you're going to get a different result.
Oh my God, I've proven that one. I think I told you that story about how I decided how I looked, and it was based on Abraham. I looked for the positive aspects of my relationship with my mom because I would only see the critical side of her. And if I would go to see her, I would expect to see the critical side of her.
Right.
She's going to say something wrong, she's going to get upset with me, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
I made one decision after listening to, maybe they were talking about Book of Positive Aspects, whatever it was, Abraham. I decided, oh my God, my mom's got, if you have 100 qualities, she has 99 good ones and one bad one. Why do I keep, because I didn't really understand at that point how, we lost Walt. I didn't understand at that point how the energy made a difference, right? But so once I learned that, I'm like, oh my God, I'm creating this. So I decided to look for only her positive aspects. And that's going on over 8 years now. I haven't had one argument with my mom. Not one.
Wow.
Not only that, where she was so hard on certain things. Like, she'd never understand this world that I'm in now. But she does. She has her own understanding. Or she's changing and evolving. She doesn't even know that it's happening. But it's I could see it. But it's because of the way I'm flowing that energy. And of course, as I'm clearing things within me, it's clearing everything within my reality, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I see, I mean, my whole extended family, I go to family parties, they all want to know like what I do and what I'm doing and what they can do, right? Which I don't go around preaching this stuff.
That's cool though.
They're asking me. Yeah, because that's the energy that I'm projecting. So then
right.
People I come in contact with want to hear that. Like maybe we're getting a little off topic, but I know there are people who will say, oh, I can't tell people that I think this or that I think that, you know. They think it's too out there or think they're crazy. Well, if you think that, yes, people will think they're crazy.
That's it.
I don't run into that at all. I start talking about this stuff with somebody, and even if they're like, what the hell are you talking about? They're still like, oh, yeah, well, tell me more.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? That's possible? So, yeah. Getting back to Ho'oponopono.
Well, I think it actually ties in very closely because literally it's about expectation and how you focus on what it is that you're expecting. That's what Ho'oponopono is. It's focusing on, I expect to feel loving. I expect to feel thankful. I expect to basically cut myself some slack. And in the process, I'm cutting other people's slack too. Because as you pointed out, Cindy points out, everybody I know on the podcast points out, energy follows energy. Energy entrains to itself. It builds on its own momentum.
Right. But the thing with Ho'oponopono is you do not have to direct it. You don't have to intend it. You just say the phrases and
phrases
do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even know what's being cleared, basically. It's just clearing. And you'll just find that things get lighter, things go easier. You know, maybe there's something you have in mind and you're like, oh, I hope this happens, but let me just clear whatever needs to be cleared. You don't have to know what needs to be cleared that's blocking the way. You just know that this is your desire and I'm just going to keep ho'oponoponoing and it'll probably show up in my existence.
Right? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to share.
It's really no different from, before you share, I want you to get to your sharing, but before you go there, I want to point out it's really no different from being a deliberate creator. I mean, as a deliberate creator, we spend most of our lives, I shouldn't say most of our lives. We attempt to spend most of our lives focusing on what it is that we like and prefer. And that's often an ongoing challenge to see if we can actually do that. But to the extent that we do that, all kinds of crazy and amazing things happen. I mean, it's gotten to the point now in my own life where I can be driving to some location that I have to go do something. And on my trip, I'm doing like little mantras in my head. And all of a sudden, all the lights turn green and all the traffic gets out of my way. And it's like, whoa, wait, what's going on around here? I mean, it happened today, just this morning. I was going out to deliver some supplies to our gardeners out in the field. And it was in the middle of the rush hour, and the rush just seemed, it was like it parted, like the waves got parted just so that I could get to the destination as quickly as possible. And I didn't even ask for that. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I like how this show is just bringing up more stuff because, I mean, I don't remember which book it was of Greg Braden's I was listening to, but I might have mentioned this to you before, but I'll mention it again because you just brought it up basically.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he does these groups where he takes people like to another sacred site and somewhere in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to, I don't know where they were. They were going to some ancient tombs or somewhere. I don't know. I don't remember. Okay. My memory's not good, but I remember what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they were on the bus and, on their way to this as a bus driver, is the whole bus packed with the people that are on this trip that are going for this purpose. A couple of people had been to this site that they were going to before. Greg Braden had been there before. And so they started talking about it, right? And they were talking about everything about the site, and the whole bus was just in the energy of where they were going. And people were explaining what they've seen, what their experience was. And then the bus stops. And they didn't know why, because didn't make, you know, they were only driving for a little while. The driver gets out of the bus and he's walking around. He's looking at his watch and he's walking around. He's looking at his watch. So Greg Braden goes out and he asks him, you know, is there a problem? What's going on? He goes, we should not be here.
I love that.
Lost your picture again.
Oh, dear.
So he says, we should not be here. Like this is supposed to take 7 hours. We're only an hour and a half in, whatever it was. You know, if you want to know the story, look it up. He might have done a video on it for all I know. Cause I can't, I've listened to a bunch of his books. I don't remember which one it was in. Because they were so in the energy of it that they were there. They were
That's
like,
crazy.
They were at the point where they turned to go to the thing and the guy's like, that didn't make sense to him. That's pretty cool because, you know, I mean, yeah, everything is energy. And the more that we don't let ourselves become victim to this, what we think is reality of what's going on, because I know I've been roller coastering there. Like I'll get into like the physical stuff that I think exists.
Right.
It's hard and it can crush you.
Oh, yeah.
And like for me right now, it's either high or low. And then I'm in really high, like, oh, man, I rule the universe. I can make anything happen because I'm a manifester, right? Anyway, so like, where do you want to be stuck? So like the more you realize that when you're in those lower places, it's the ego mind driving it. And it's like, it's not real. It's just a story. It's what's been dictated to you from outside of you, because inside of you, when you can tap into that, when you can feel that expansion, you know that that's not true. I know I'm experiencing it in my reality right now, and I don't really know how to get out of it, but I know it's not true. So the more you can kind of hold that space, be like, you know, right. My soul's leading the way. Listen, higher self, let's bypass that crap, because you got to help me, because if I try to figure it out, I get stuck in my head and I can't make it work.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
But I wanted to say something, because you mentioned deliberate creators before.
Okay.
I think, and that's because instead of creating by default, you're creating deliberately. Mm-hmm. But everything's deliberately created, because we are freaking creators.
Well, so it's true. We create it every second.
Your misery is deliberately created, whether you're conscious of it or not, because you're doing it, because it shows up in your existence. So that's why the whole Ho'oponopono stuff is kind of cool, because, I mean, Joe Vitale talks about being at his mother's deathbed and just feeling so helpless. And he's like, I don't know what to do. You know, I don't want her to leave yet. And I know I can't control her reality. She's got her own life, her own journey and all that. But he just, all through the night, was just doing Ho'oponopono nonstop. That's all he did. She recovered and lived for another, I don't remember what it was, 5 or 10 years.
Wow.
He's like, was it the Ho'oponopono or not? I don't know, but that's what I did all night. And the next thing you know, she was better.
Well, it certainly didn't hurt. It certainly helped, I would say. And oh, yeah. That's something I like to emphasize a lot. I mean, and we talk about here on the Friday show too. You can't force anybody on anything. You can't impose your will on them or something like that. But you can help them. You can give them big help. I gave Louise a lot of help over the winter. I mean, talk about being deliberate and conscious. It was very conscious and very deliberate. And it helped. It not only helped her, it helped me. That was like the unexpected side benefit. I was trying to pour all this energy out to her, and it was actually boosting me up at the same time.
Of course. I mean, that's like that with every healing session I give. I get so much by being that channel for that person, by holding that energy. I'm learning through their experience. And of course, because they're in my existence.
Yeah, right? True, right.
They're in my experience. So that's why even with coaching, they're, you know, like you just constantly do the clearing, and you're helping those people, anyone who comes before you. So I wanted to share, like, Dr. Hulen has a website.
Okay.
What is it called? 0-wise.com.
Okay.
If you go there, you can find that information. But he has a store, and he has products on there. Like, so this band I got for free, like, it just came as a gift with something else I ordered.
Oh, it's got the four phrases, or two of them, actually.
No, just two. I love you, thank you, I love you, thank you. So I usually strap that around my wallet.
Okay.
Okay. Now, a lot of people there are a lot of stories of people buying, I'll block out my numbers, buying these Seaport. You see that Seaport? These stickers?
Yeah, right.
And it has his signature in there.
Mm-hmm.
And putting them, like this one card dealer, and you'll probably hear about it. I don't know if I heard about it through the videos or in the book or what. He would put those stickers like under every desk, under every chair in his dealership. When he placed those stickers all around the room, business went like skyrocketed.
Really? Interesting.
So I have a Seaport sticker under my desk. I have this carved out. I don't have it. Normally it's on me, but I think I left it in my bed, because I'll just have it in bed with me while I'm sleeping. It's just this thing, and it has the Seaport. So it holds the energy of what he represents. And I put crystals attached to it. Of course, I have to attach crystals to everything.
because so that's who you are. You are a crystal person.
Yeah, so I have a bunch of different tools of his. My husband does. My son does. And it's just a way of just keeping that energy going. Like, they'll do a meditation, an inner child meditation, where you're kind of reprogramming the subconscious mind for it to constantly be clearing in the background. You know, and Joe Vitale talks about that a lot. So the more you do it, the more you're just training that, those four phrases, however you want to do it, any order you want to do it, you want to do two phrases, it doesn't even matter.
Well, sure, because, I mean, it isn't the wording. It's the vibration. It's how are you feeling, and what's that feeling that you're putting out, and how is that translating into energy? So who cares what the words are? I mean, the words could be doghouse, ice cream, and achoo, and it wouldn't make any difference. All that matters is the vibration of it.
Yeah, I suppose. So it's really cool. I would recommend anybody. I was always send a link to that program to everyone I work with. I'm like, listen, do this. It just boosts everything. You know, it just helps everything. And I just want to say, too, is like all these different healing modalities, there's so many of them. They're basically all doing the same thing, just in a different way. But thankfully, there are so many, and there are more coming to the planet all the time, because we've got so many different types of people, and some might resonate to this way, and some might resonate to that way of doing something. So this is pretty easy to resonate with.
Yeah.
And really, it doesn't break the bank. I mean, you can literally do a $39 course and take it wherever you want to take it from there, because you can do it. You can take an exam and get a certification in it. I don't have that on my website, because nobody looks at I feel like nobody looks at certifications anyway.
It's one of those strange things, but
I've got like a binder. I don't put them on the walls because I just don't do that. But I have a binder full of certificates of things that I've done.
Right.
And no one's ever asked me to see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you want to see my certs?
That's right.
I don't think it really matters. Like, you know, I don't think you need a certification. You just need to be able to energy and send it through. But anyway, if you wanted to feel more confident that you can actually do this to help other people, there is an exam.
Sure.
You can get a certificate that says that you've completed it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, plus something like that, it helps you to not only walk through the steps, but realize you have walked the steps, you've gotten there. Sometimes we do these things and what we did seems so simple and the result seems so simple that we can easily just, you know, kind of put aside, well, I didn't really do that. You know, that just kind of happened. You know,
yeah.
Whereas the certification is one way of taking ownership for, oh, I did that. I consciously, deliberately did that. That's right. Pretty cool.
And you know what I add to that? I've spent thousands of dollars on certifications and courses and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that I got so much out of this little $39 thing. You know, it's like, just because this one was $5,000 and this one was $39, it doesn't make a difference.
No.
It's what you get from what you're learning and how you apply it that matters.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, and that's a great thing about Joe Vitality. You know, he was, everybody knows Joe Vitality. He was in The Secret, right?
The Secret, that's right, yeah.
He was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
He was living basically in like libraries and in his car, but he was constantly looking for knowledge. So he knows what it's like not to have anything.
Sure.
So, you know, there's something where he charges a lot of money for, but he puts so much stuff out there that's at such a low price that can really help people. And thank God he does that.
Yeah, that's great. The thought I keep coming back to over and over and over again, and this is particularly true with Ho'oponopono, is how important it is to focus on releasing our own stuff. Because that's really what's happening here. That, at least from the way I'm seeing it, what's really happening is here is in the case of the mental ward that Dr. Len worked in, he released his own stuff. By releasing his own stuff, he got into a better place. By being in a better place, he could be more sympathetic, more empathetic, more understanding, more loving toward the people who were in the ward that he was working in, and that just kind of became an energy raiser. And ultimately, that's the way I think about it. That's the most important thing, getting my own stuff out of the way so that I can raise my energy, because when I do that, things happen.
And that goes right in line with how this whole thing about really learning how to be non-judgmental.
Yes.
Because what are you judging? If that thing that you're judging right there is in your experience, it's within you somewhere.
True. Yeah.
Or it wouldn't be showing up in your experience. So that's the whole premise of that. So some people may line up with that. Some people may not line up with it. But that's the whole thing really about Ho'oponopono is that, and, you know, I've done videos on living in the matrix. Yeah, we're living in the freaking matrix. You know?
I know. That's your favorite analogy sometimes.
Yeah. And it's like, and even though I'm like, why do I keep creating this thing in my matrix? I don't want that thing there. Eventually, I'll figure out why it keeps showing up and how to release it. Or do I have to figure it out at all? Just keep doing my Ho'oponopono. Just keep bringing in that light, getting into this space of peace, sharing gratitude. Because my September energy update was really about, a lot of it was about unplugging from like the mass consciousness and thinking things have to be a certain way.
Mm.
Right? So
okay.
Sometimes, like I like to stay up really late, you know, like 2 a.m. late. And then I'll sleep till 10 a.m. If I don't have clients early, it doesn't matter. So I have my own timeline. My son has his own timeline. Now, some people would be like it would be unheard of not to get up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and have your day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because otherwise you're not productive, or you're not this, or you're not that. Well, yeah. Okay. What are you doing at midnight? I'm doing stuff. You're sleeping. I mean, it's just a whole different timeline, right? Anyway, my point is this. A lot of people, at least the energy I was feeling, what I was talking about in that video, is a lot of people are giving their power away to all those voices out there where really you just need to listen to what's in here. And it's hard to listen to what's in here when you're so conditioned to listening to what's out there. And if I don't do it this way, well, then my parents aren't going to respect me, or whatever it is, right? Or like, you know, everybody does it that way. Like, why do I think that I could do it this way? Well, you know, you got to just come back to what is right for you. Even when you go to like different psychics and things, we have Cheryl coming on next week again.
Yeah, that's right. She's coming back next week.
But you can't give your power away to any psychic who's telling you what they're picking up on your energy field, because they're just picking up on what they pick up on your energy field. Now, a lot of times you find someone really good and they're very accurate. That's I love psychics, but I always, and I'll do that for my clients too, but I always say to them, listen, only take what feels right for you, because you know what's best for you.
Right.
If it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't resonate somewhere within you, then whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, if it doesn't feel true, then it's probably not, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I know that for myself, and I suspect this is probably true for other people. It took me quite some time to even be able to handle this idea of looking within and learning to relax within and letting go within. I mean, a lot of my time, I would just sit here saying, nothing's happening. I'm not doing anything. This is a bunch of nonsense. Nothing's going on here. And over time, I have been able to make little progress here and a little progress there, until all of a sudden, once again, things started to happen that at first I didn't even notice. I think they were actually happening all along, and I just didn't notice them at all. And then I started to notice them, but I didn't associate them with what I was attempting to do. And then finally I started to associate them and realize, hey, I wonder if that's tied into this meditation that I was doing, I wonder if that's tied into that affirmation I was doing, or I wonder if it's tied into the show that I did last Thursday, or, you know, whatever it might have been. But it happens slowly is my point for some of us. For some of us, I guess for some people it happens pretty quickly, but some of us take a little time just getting to know what's going on inside.
Yeah, because maybe it's just foreign. So you got to kind of get used to that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm at the point now where I know that I'm just really deep into learning how to truly surrender. It's like patience. For me, patience and surrender have been like the hardest things. Because it goes hand in hand, you know. It's hard to surrender when you get impatient for whatever spirit says. But which brings me to a question I don't want to forget for next week, for Cheryl.
Okay.
And I wrote it down because I don't want to forget. I want to ask Cheryl. So let's see if we can remember to do that.
All right. I'll make a note.
Because she mentioned last show, and I have a note too, but I won't forget. It's not even about moving from 3D to 5D. This is about, she made a comment last week, and we know this, a lot of us know this in the concept form, that we choose the date, the time we're going to be born, or parents, all that kind of stuff. We choose when we're going to leave. Okay? So if we choose when we're going to leave, so like I think about it, say with my sister, she had cancer 2 times, went away, living great, came back, winds up passing away at the age of 51. On a particular day, in a particular month, at a particular time, right? She was destined to leave at that time. In my mind, because I'm not big on chemo, and I'm not big on a lot of this stuff. And, you know, I've watched a lot of different things and listened to a lot of people, like even mammograms, washing. Say there is a tumor in there, and they're squashing it. Now they're allowing for those cells to bust or break or go and spread somewhere else. There's so much documentation out there about how the drugs prolonged the cancer. It's not the cancer that kills them. It was the drugs that killed them, right? Mm-hmm. So this is so. My sister may have been able to live a great life until her time to check out without having to go through all the chemo and all that crap, right? Something to think about, you know?
Absolutely.
And if we did actually truly trust that, although I've had heard from other psychics to another good friend of mine, which I don't know if she'll come on the show, but I'll see if she will, that we have these opportunities. So there are these opportunities of when you can leave, and then you can have, you know, you, through your will, decide, no, I'm not going to take that door. Like, I feel like my sister didn't take the door the first time she had the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Older, to where when she left, it wouldn't be so dramatic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we do have these different openings that we can take, and as we travel the journey, because it's kind of like, we're talking about being deliberate creators, right? So we think we can take opportunity situations and things that come to us and decide how we're going to react to it or project what we want to be the outcome of it. But if the outcome's already predestined, that's why you have to only follow inspired action, right?
Well, it raises the question in my mind, what exactly does predestined mean? Because yeah. I think you're right that we do make these choices. And the way the word predestination or destination is usually used, it's like, it's almost like it's an outside created force that really has nothing to do with us. It was foreordained before I even arrived here, and I just have no choice about the whole thing.
But you have choice because you decided I'm leaving. You write the script.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying that's the way it's typically thought of. That's the way most people tend to think about it. But I think destination or predestination has more to do with explaining the fact that we came up with, this is when we're going to do this. This is when we're going to be born. This is when we're going to die. This is when we're going to get married. I think that's probably a lot closer to it. I have a similar view now about prophecy. Prophecy was also kind of along the same line of, you know, I'm going to predict the future. But in fact, I think what prophecy really is law of attraction. It's I'm declaring my new truth, and the truth is now becoming true because I declare the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool stuff, right?
Yeah, very cool stuff. Yeah.
So maybe you can start with that and then go into all the 3D, 5D. I'm sure it'll just mm-hmm. flow together anyway, because it always does.
And by the way, anyone who's listening to the live stream, if you want to be a part of it and come and ask questions, feel free to do that. And also, because we always like when we have people contributing during the live stream recording as we do these shows. I see the cards are coming out. We can't have a show on a Friday with Linda without having the card come out. So what deck did you decide to pull out today?
I always like to start with the Energy Oracle.
Okay.
So, we had great views on the video alone. I don't know about the podcast in general, from last week's show. And I know I did some extra promotion. I know that Cheryl did some extra promotion, sending it out to our lists and, you know, along social media. So yeah, we'll do that. I'll do that again. You know, I'm sure Cheryl will do the same. And, we'll just, make sure we get a really good audience so that people can participate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually both the YouTube video and the regular podcast did very, very well last week. They both had very, very high numbers. So, yeah, Cheryl is she's a fabulous guest. She's just fun to talk to.
Yeah, she's
very stable. She feels very, you can feel there's a nice high energy there, but it's not an in-your-face energy. It's just very gentle. It's very light and soft.
It's like calm and angelic.
Calm, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, look, we got storm warning.
Uh-oh. Well, it's appropriate given that there's a tornado off the East Coast.
All right, so it's in the upright position.
Not a tornado or a hurricane, sorry.
Okay. So in the upright position, let's see, it says, this card indicates a potential difficulty either in the external world or within yourself and your emotional life. The difficulty is coming closer, and you may have already heard rumblings of this potential problem around you. The caution here is to be conscious yet not fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of that ego mind. That'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But consider what's going on and then look at the situation with calm clarity. Like the energy you feel from Cheryl, that calm clarity. Investigate your options and honor yourself and your intentions. Stand up for yourself and take action on your own behalf. As with all difficulties, even the worst storm passes, always remember you have the power and the wisdom to handle whatever may come your way. All right.
That's so cool.
Could be something brewing. And I have to say, this month of September is really, it's a little tricky. That's why you really have to go within, you know, and not give your power away to all that stuff going on outside of you. Because that is the storm and the turbulence. And there's all this energy changing. And this might even come into our conversation with Cheryl about moving into the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Systems and things are just crumbling out there. So we don't, it's like, that's why I was talking about pulling away from that mass consciousness and just going within to find your own truth. So if we go within to find our truth, that space is that soul connection, higher self and soul. That's a peaceful, loving, high vibrational place. So it tunes out that ego that wants to give you the doubt and the fear and cause all, make the drama so big.
Mm-hmm.
So I like, so that's pretty much, you know, this card is saying, don't get caught up in that. Stay in this centered kind of a space. And then basically allow that divine inspiration to come through. Like you're clear with the whole Ho'oponopono, clearing, clearing, clearing. As you do that, you get more great ideas. Like that's what Joe Vitale said was a big, even though he was already successful, he found that through doing the Ho'oponopono, it opened up all these different things for him that he never even thought he would be doing. But because he was this open, clear channel, good ideas come.
Yeah.
He also teaches, you know, he teaches, what was it? Money like speed or something like that. So when the idea comes, you got to act on it and go for it. Because if you wait on it, someone else is going to snatch up that idea. Go out there to whoever is receptive to it. And whoever is going to take the action and do it is going to reap the rewards. And how many times have you seen that happen? I mean, my husband has had idea. He had an idea for an engine, and then Mazda winds up doing it. Not that he could actually implement it, but he had this idea. You know, it came to him. My son, too, they've had these things come to them that they didn't act on or weren't able to act on and then saw it show up later on. And I know a lot of people I talk to, when I bring this topic up, like I've done groups before, and they're like, oh, my God, that happened to my husband. That happened to me. That happened, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
And by the way, the card was, I mean, we've been reading it in metaphorical terms, treating it as the metaphor. A storm is coming, and in order to avoid the storm, you want to stay in that calm place. But literally, here in the United States, we've been dealing with a hurricane that was coming right at the mainland. It went through the Bahamas. It tore the Bahamas apart. It was headed to go through Florida. It was targeted to go toward Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, toward that area. And I know of at least two different groups of people. One was a Facebook group, and the other was a group of people that I know who were, they had bought into the idea, they were at least trying to buy into the idea that you can influence weather. And so they were asking questions like, how do we do it? How do we stop the storm? It's a Category 5 hurricane. This is going to do some major amounts of damage and so forth. And I gave my own piece of advice. Other people gave their advice. A lot of people were focused on changing their own internal state. They didn't necessarily describe it that way, but that's what they were doing. And sure enough, this storm barely grazed the right-hand coast of Florida, the East Coast, and is now working its way up and toward the northern part of the country, along the coastline, actually starting to move away into the Atlantic. This is a storm that was going to wipe out a large portion of the southeastern United States, and it didn't do it.
Yeah. So that goes to the whole thing with group prayer, right? When and they've done studies on that. We've talked about it before when we were doing that, what was it, the 8-something or other?
Yeah.
Power of 8.
Power of 8, that's it, yeah.
So, yeah, it really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, so a lot of people were probably thinking the same way, whether they were thinking of it in the terms that we put it out there or just praying that this doesn't happen and that all these people are safe and all that, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing I always do with weather, it's always the same thing. I don't care what the weather pattern is that I want to change. My thing to do is always the same. I just put myself in my imagination in a beautiful day around 70, 72 degrees Fahrenheit, low humidity, 30 to 40% humidity, a little gentle breeze blowing through, blue sky, little puffy clouds, you know, bright sun, smells of nature. And that's my scene. And that's the scene I go back to over and over again.
Let me ask you this. As you're saying that, I'm seeing you in that space.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's a key part. I have to actually feel like I'm in that space.
Can you see yourself in that space?
I feel myself in that space. Okay. Yeah, I feel it.
Like no picture can come to your mind of you standing in this space?
A little bit. I mean, I get bits and pieces of it. It's improved over time. So I think there's a little bit of skill developing there. Yeah, but I've also gotten to the point where I don't worry about that too much.
It doesn't matter. It's energy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had some really interesting things happen as a result. I think probably the most fun one was the time I was out for one of my nature walks. I got about halfway on the walk and it was a very gray day, kind of like today, actually, very gray, very cloudy, overcast. And I wanted it to be a sunny day. I wanted it to be, you know, blue skies. I wanted it to be bright and so forth. I said, okay, I've worked this weather thing before. I'm going to do it again. So I'm doing my walk and I'm focusing. I'm doing my stuff. And I get halfway along where I have my turnaround and I look up in the sky and it's still gray. I go, oh, shoot, it isn't really working. And I turned around and all the sky behind me had turned blue. I didn't know. It was turning blue behind me as I was going along.
Yeah, something came in my mind, but it went away. Okay, let's pull another card here.
Okay.
This one's from Native Spirit.
Native Spirit, okay.
Vision Quest is the card.
Ooh, okay.
So let's see what Vision Quest is about.
Oh, Jeffrey says it's a storm weekend in Oregon, too, so I guess there's a West Coast storm going on.
And it is like that really for the whole planet because there are these major changes happening. And I stumbled on an astrologer. He's pretty cool. He calls himself the Leo King. You can check him out on YouTube. You know, astrology is like above my head. I can't. I'll listen to people. I get an idea of it. Now he talks about this stuff. And although even though I don't know what it means that this planet is sextile that, and this one's trining this, and you know it doesn't make any sense to me. And this is square, and this and this and this, and Pluto's doing this, and you know. But as I listen to this guy, I feel like I'm understanding it, even though I don't understand it.
Oh, interesting.
Plus, he adds so much, I guess, about what these things happening astrologically, how they affect us here on the planet. Mm-hmm. And I started watching one of his videos. He has this show called After Dark, and he's talking to 30 people. And he was talking about how people are feeling really out of sorts. And they don't know, like they can't find solutions to something. I'm so stuck in this, what he's talking about right now. And I'm going in and out of this. And so it's like 3D is where the struggle is, 5D is where it's all solved, right? So I'm popping in and out of the two dimensions
right
while I'm experiencing all of this. But it's happening globally because the energy is shifting so much and there's all this stuff going on with the planets that haven't happened in our lifetime. The last time it happened was the 1800s. And all kinds of turmoil and things happened then, like Hitler's rise, stuff like this. So we have turbulence happening outside, whether it's with the weather and politics. Sure. I don't follow, but I'm sure there's stuff happening there. And all
constantly.
Systems breaking down and all, you know, this stuff is happening, right?
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah.
And so, and anyway, this guy I found really interesting. So I'm going to keep watching him for a while and see what I feel with him.
Yeah.
But if anyone's interested in that or kind of wants to, so basically you're saying like, because people who don't know that there's some energetic reason to why you feel like you're going out of your mind, it's good to maybe watch this. So you're like, oh, okay, that's what's happening. Like, there was just a new moon, and my energy, I'm telling you, I'm very sensitive. So it helps me to realize that this stuff is happening in the universe, and that my body's just adjusting to it.
Oh, okay. Like,
one day, I can't remember what day it was. I think it was right around the new moon thing. I just had to lay down and watch TV all day. I couldn't function. I mean, I could have. But I chose not to push myself. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to chill. Something's telling me just to unplug, right? Disconnect from the mass consciousness and just be. Well, I've been binging Supernatural.
Okay. Alex would approve. Alex King would definitely approve of that.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And it's coming out in my dreams. Even though I remember my dreams, but I know I'll wake up and I'm like, I think I was just doing something like in the show. Like I was doing something, one of those things. Vision Quest.
Vision Quest.
Card meaning. Sacred seeker. Take time away from people and situations.
So there you go.
There you go. Step back, withdraw. Inner truth is emerging in stillness. But first you need to retreat. That's the other thing too, because a lot of times as these energies are coming in, you don't know, but you're being downloaded. You're being, like, your system's being upgraded. You don't know what that means, but it's coming in. And as it comes in, sometimes you just have to chill. Mm-hmm. Be like, okay, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to trust this for my highest good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it says, know that you're, step back, withdraw. Inner truth is emerging in the stillness, but first you need to retreat. Know that you're guided. Look for your answers in different ways. The answers are around you. Watch for signs in the coming days. Trust that your life is being directed. That's the whole thing, right? Surrender and allowing things to flow, having the inspiration come in, right? Your native spirit wants you to know. In earth-based cultures, larger questions about life are often answered on vision quests or solo retreats in nature. Questions such as, who am I? What am I meant to do with my life? What is my mission and my purpose in life? We're often answered on quests of various kinds. Even if you don't have a burning question, when this card chooses you, it's telling you to take time away from ordinary life. Take time to explore the depths of your soul. Your soul knows the truth. Take time in quietude to discover what it is. The answers to your questions are all around you, but you must be still and to hear those messages. And then it says the journey is to spend time alone, preferably in nature, without your cell phone and without the internet, and even without pencil and paper or a book. Simply just be. Listen to the world around you. Be still. Watch for signs. Open your heart to receive messages from the divine.
Very good. That's nice. And of course, once again, it fits perfectly with what we were talking about. No surprise there, but nevertheless, I have to make that point because it happens so often.
The energy update that I did, I also talked about just being in that space of gratitude and even going out and giving gratitude to nature and giving an offering of some sort. It's like even going out every day or even a couple of times a day, and I'm just like, thanking the sky, I'm grateful for the trees, the land, my house, you know, like all this kind of stuff. I'm just being in that space and that energy of gratitude, because really that's what helps you get through those times. And I got to say, that card is so spot on. And this guy, Leo King, is talking about this stuff, I'm telling you. Because I've been in that quiet space, because that's what I'm doing. I'm just going to that quiet space because there's like some turmoil in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, whatever. I can't try and figure it out. So when I'm in the quiet space, I've been getting, somehow, I think that I'm supposed to shift the way I do my business.
Oh.
Or do something more along with it, or something that might feed my soul in a different way. Like when I give sessions, I'm like, hi, you know, that energy is coming and I love it. But I kind of did let go of a part of myself because I used to be very much an artist. I worked in advertising, graphic arts for a long time. I mean, as a kid, I was always drawing things and stuff. And I don't do that anymore. I did mosaics for a while, but it's been coming to me to start painting. But that in these different visions of how I'm going to do that, like I'm still working it out, but that the healing, as I do it, I'm going to be channeling the healing into the piece of art. I mean, art heals people, and that's the way it is.
Sure.
But have that intention, and it can just be that channel of healing as the brush is doing whatever it wants to do. It's kind of like, I'm just going to let it go, not going to have any intention. And I've already kind of did this a little bit on Photoshop, but I want to do it with maybe some paint.
Oh, cool. Very good.
Anyway, so it's just coming. Right? I don't know where. Oh, we're out of time already?
I know. Isn't it crazy how fast that hour went by? And I haven't even got the promos in, so I got to do that really quickly.
Promos. I'm going to pick an angel card, and then we'll just end with that.
Okay, that sounds good. So if you're not yet a subscriber, this is the kind of thing you get every Friday, and every day is a different day. By the way, I also want to tell people there's going to be a schedule change starting this coming Monday. All of the episodes going forward are going to be at 4 p.m. There are no more morning episodes. And the main reason is because of changes in Louise's and my life where I just need to have more time available in the mornings. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the episodes are going to be done at 4 p.m. New York time. So whatever time is your time zone, shown when this show started, that's when all the shows are going to start. So if you're not yet subscribed, most of you I know are subscribed, but if you're not yet a subscriber, just go to loatoday.net. You'll find the instructions right at the top of the page. You can also find us on all of the major podcast platforms. We're on Pandora, we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play. I mean, we're on all of them. So you can hardly trip over something on the internet without finding us. So wherever you find us, subscribe. And by the way, feel free to watch us as we live stream these to YouTube. And more people are beginning to do that. Again, very simple. Just go to YouTube and look for LOA Today podcast videos. Click the subscribe button. Click the little bell next to it so you get notified. And now you're a subscriber. And with that thought in mind, what's the last card of the day, Linda?
Blessings in disguise.
Ooh, okay. Blessings in disguise.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah, I like it. What does it say?
We need glasses for this one. A little bit too small.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so it says, what appears to be a problem is actually part of the answered prayer. Mm-hmm. You'll understand the reasons behind your present situation as everything resolves. Trust in heaven's protection and infinite wisdom to answer your prayer in the best way. So the angel sent you this card to help you recognize the... I'm blocking my speaker. Could you hear me?
No, you're fine.
Okay. The angel sent you this card to help you to recognize the blessings in the midst of an apparent challenge. What you've appeared to have lost needed to fall away and will be replaced with something better. Have no fear for your future, but continue praying for the following... praying and following the guidance that comes to you through repetitive feelings, thoughts, visions, and words. So really... that's just surrendering, trusting, allowing that inspiration to come. If you're doing the Ho'oponopono clearing, you're just making more space within yourself for that inspiration to flow through, for the solutions to come, for the ideas to come in. That's just the way it is. And you know what? Sometimes I think to myself, because some things seem to be more of a struggle than others sometimes, right? I can get a little bit really out there with all of this because I believe that's what I believe, right?
Sure, me too.
But it's like, so some people maybe they might say, oh, you're crazy. But you know what? I'd rather have my crazy than their crazy.
That's a good way to look at it.
Who's to say what's normal? That's the whole thing of unplugging from the masses. Like, why does it have to be this is the way you're supposed to live your life?
Right, right.
Follow these rules. That those rules are meant to control us, right? They're actually stop us from being our truth and the greatness that we are, right?
Who we really are.
Go with my own flow and not really, I choose.
I'm grateful that you not only get into your own flow, but you come on from every Friday to share that flow with us. So thank you very much. And I'm looking forward, I'm sure you are also, to Cheryl Murphy, I think her last name is, joining us next week. We're going to be talking about from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. I'm not even sure what that means yet, but we're going to find out. So feel free to tune into the live stream if you're so inclined. Bring your questions, and we'll be glad to include them in the conversation. And with that thought in mind, we will see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.